This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the cooperation and helping. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As we know about human society, that there are always goals and we always have purposes. Together we can achieve those purposes, those goals, not personally. So having a social life is always about the collective goals which we can achieve by cooperation, by helping each other. It's not possible for us to have a social life without being in interaction with one another. And it's not possible for us to reach those collective goals about our social life without helping one another. So there is a mythical story which has been narrated in some of the cultures that a sage holds a party and he invites his disciples for this feast. And there was food and there was everything to enjoy and drink. When the disciples come and they sit for the feast, the sage says, you can enjoy the food, but the only condition, don't bend your arm. Your arm should be spread and straight and enjoy the food. Well, it was not possible because whenever they were trying to eat something, they need to bend their arm to eat something, to enjoy the food and drinks. But it was not possible because the sage said that don't bend your arm. And everyone was looking towards other in surprise that how we are going to eat food, how this feast is, we enjoy this feast without bending our arm. The sage at last said that you can feed one another. You can give your portion of food which you take to other and other will give you. And this way you can enjoy the food. Actually, this story was about a very important point. The sage was telling them that the life and its blessings and its goodness cannot be reached without helping with one another. Without cooperation, we cannot reach the goodness, we cannot reach the collective purposes and goals of our life. Even in the individual goals, if we help others reach their goals, others will eventually help us to reach our goals. So it is a win-win situation. So in our collective intellectual life, we should help one another. We should cooperate with one another. That's why Quran says, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. Cooperate with one another. Help one another in the path of goodness and in the path of taqwa. Welcome back. You are listening to A to Z. As we were talking about the phenomena and quality of cooperating and helping one another and how it's important in human society, and as we gave an example of a sage and he taught his disciples how important is this quality in human society, and also we saw that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his book emphasizes on helping one another, cooperating with one another. Well, if you can look at the society and you look at the world, it do not lack any sources of livelihood and prosperity. The world is full of sources. It's full of gifts from nature. It's full of the sources of prosperity. The only thing we lack is the cooperation and helping one another. When some of us wants to take everything for himself, and when some of us don't want to share his portion of goodness, his portion of the blessings with others, there is a problem, and it's a problem about not sharing. It's a problem about not cooperating with one another. So that's why in Islam we see that it has been narrated that the Holy Prophet said that مَنْ فَرَّجَ عَنْ أَخِيهِ الْمُسْلِمْ كُرْبَةً فَرَّجَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ كُرْبَةً يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Whoever solves a problem for his brother, whoever helps his brother and solves his problem in the day of judgment, where there will be very difficult conditions, Allah will solve his problem. Allah has solved his problem and help him there. So the helping one another, cooperating with one another is not just about this world. It is important to have a good life in this world, that we help each other, but it's also very important and it has a positive, powerful effects on our afterlife. So we should think and rethink about how we live, and we should rethink and ponder about this reality, and may Allah help us and enable us to cooperate and help our families and the people around us so we may share this help from others. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening to this episode of A to Z on IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. To find out more about this program, log on to our website parstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care and goodbye.